Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Noach. That's Perek Ches, Pasuk Tezvav. And the Pasuk says, "Vaydamar l'keilu Noach lemer." Hashem spoke to Noach saying, "Tzei min ha-teva, go out of the teva. Ata you v'ishtecha, your wife uvanecha and your sons unshevanecha and your sons' wives itach with you." Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tezayin. Ata v'ishtecha. Over here we see ish v'ishtai, man and woman together. Kan hitrolem tashvamita. Over here, marital relations were permitted to them. As we said, they were not allowed to have marital relations in the teva. Now they were allowed to. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Zayin. Kol Achaya, all the animals Asher Itcha that are with you, Mikol Basar from all flesh, Ba'if with birds, Ba'behema and animals, B'chol Remes Harimes Hal Arz, and everything that crawls on the ground, Haitzei Itach, have them go out with you, V'shartu Ba'arz, and they shall swarm the land, Uparu V'ravu Hal Arz, and they shall be fruitful and multiply in the land. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Haitzei. So Rashi tells us Haitzei Ksiv. It's actually written with a Vav. Haitzei Kri, but it's read with a Yud. Haitzei Amar Lahem Shietzu. This means you should tell them that they should leave. Haitzei with a Vav means im einam ratzim latzeis. If they don't want to leave, haitzi im ata, then you have to take them out. Vishartu ba'arz, they shall swarm the land. V'loi bateva, not in the teva. Magad she'afa behema va'if nesu betashmish. This teaches us that even the animals and the birds, they were not allowed to have marital relations in the teva, as we learned about previously. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. Vayetzi Noach, and Noach went out. Uvanav and his sons, v'ishtai and his wife, v'nushay vanav itai, and the wives of his sons with him. Kol achaya, all the beasts. Kol ramas, everything that crawls, v'chol o'if and all the birds. Kol ramas al arz, everything that moves on the land. L'mishpachay sehem, according to their families, Yatsu min ha-teva, they left the teva. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes. What does that mean, l'mishpachay sehem, according to their families? Kiblu aleihem, they accepted upon themselves, amanas li dabek b'minam, that they're only going to be with their kind and their species, and they're not going to mix species like they did before the Mahabal. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf. Vayiven Noach mizbech l'Hashem. Noach built him mizbech v'Hashem. Vayikach mikol behema ha-tayra, and he took from all of the pure animals, when we call ifatar, and from all the pure birds. Vayal oles b'mizbech, and he brought burnt offerings on mizbech. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf. Mikol behema ha-tayra. Amar, he said to himself, Hashem didn't command me to take seven pairs of each of these, el kedei lahakriv karbon mehem, except to bring a carbon from them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayar Hashem is reach and ichayach, and Hashem smelled this pleasing aroma of the carbonus. Vayar Hashem aliba, and Hashem said in his heart, loy oisef lekal oides adama bavura adam. I will not continue to curse the ground because of man. Ki yetzer lev haadam ramen urav, for the yetzer of a man's heart is evil from his youth. Vloy oisef oid lahakis is kol chayah shirasisi, and nor will I continue to strike every living being that I made. And furthermore, oid kol yimei haaretz, continuously, all the days of the earth, zera v'katzir, seed time and harvest, kar v'chaim, cold and heat, kaitz v'chayref, summer and winter, v'yoyim v'layla, day and night, lo yishbaisu, they shall not rest. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Mina Urav, Mina Arav Ksiv. It's actually written Mina Arav because it doesn't have a Vav, so you could read it as Mina Arav. Mishanin ar lotzeis me'ima. This means from the day that he stirs to come out of his mother's stomach, nitan by Yetzer Har, already then Yetzer Har is put in a man. Lo yisef v'lo yisef. So we have a double lashon over here. Kafal adavar, the reason why Hashem repeated himself, so to speak, l'shvuah, that's to make an oath. Hushakasa, that's why it's written, Asher nishbati ma varmei Noach. Hashem had promised that he's not going to bring a mabul of Noach again. V'loi matzinu b'shvuah elazu. The only shvuah we find about that is this one. Shakafal dvarv, he repeated himself, v'hi shvuah, and that's an oath. V'chein darshucham, mesechas shvuahs. Pasuk Chav Beis, what does that mean? Oid koi meha aretz lo yishbaisu. Vav itim halalu. These 6 times, or these 6 seasons that are mentioned in the Pasuk, shnei chadashim l'chal echad ve'echad, that's 2 months for each one of them. K'mai shaninu, like we learned, chatzi tishrei, half of Tishrei, Umar Cheshvan, all of Mar Cheshvan, Chatzi Kislev, and half of Kislev, Zera, that's seed time. Chatzi Kislev, Vitevis, Chatzi Shvat, that's Kar. B'Vav Metzia, we learn all about that in B'Vav Metzia. Kar, what's Kar? Cold. Kashame Charef, that's even harsher than the winter. Charef, what's that? Ace Zera Sa'ir Mekinyas, that's the time of planting barley and legumes. Hacharifim Liz Bashal Maher, they're quick to ripen. And who Chatzi Shvat, Va'adar V'Chatzi Nisan, that's half of Shvat, Adar, and half of Nisan. What's Katzir? That's Chatzi Nisan, Ir, and Chatzi Sivan. And what's Kayet? Who's Man Likitas Te'inim? This is the time for picking figs, Uzman Shem Yabshim Oisim Basades, and the time that they dry them out in the field. Ushmai Kayetz, and that's called Kayetz, Kamoi, like the Pasuk says, V'halechem V'hakayetz Lo'echol Hana'arim, and bread and dried figs for the youth to eat. So it's called Kayetz because we pick the figs and dry them out then. V'chaim, Husayf Yimaisachama, that's the end of the summer. Chatzi Av V'elu V'chatzi Tishrei, Sha'olam Cham B'yoser, the world is very hot then. Kamoi Shinu M'sechaz Yuma, like we learned M'sechaz Yuma, Shilhi Kaita Kishimi Kaita, that the end of the summer is actually harsher than the summer itself. The Yoy V'lai Lo'ish Baisu, the Pasuk said, day and night they will not cease. Mechlal, this implies Sheshavsu Koy Mais HaMabul, that day and night did cease during the Mabul. We learn from here Shaloi Shimshu HaMazalis, that the constellations, meaning the heavenly bodies, they didn't function. V'loi Nikr Binyan V'layla, it wasn't discernible when night and one day was. Lo Yishbaisu, what does that mean? Lo Yifsuku Kol Elam Elisnai Kisidron, these will never stop acting as normal as they should be acting. Back to Chumash Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. Vayvarch Elikim Es Noach Vezbanav, and Hashem blessed Noach and his sons. Vayyom Lehem, and he told them, Pru Urvu Umilu Es Haaretz, you shall be fruitful and multiply multiply and fill the earth. Umerechem v'chitchem yiyeh, and your fear and dread will be al kol chayas ha'aretz, and all the beasts of the land, v'al kol oif ha'shamayim, and all the birds of the sky, v'chol asher tirmes ha'adama, and everything that moves on the ground, v'chol diyeh ha'yom, and all the fish of the sea, v'yedchem nitanu, they're placed in your hand. Let's see Rashi with your pasuk beis, v'chitchem ve'imaschem, and your fear, k'moy tiru chatas, v'agada, and chazal darshin l'shein chiyos, this is an expression of life, sh'kolz ma'shaitinik ben yom echai, as long as you have a child, even though he's one day old, but he's alive, ein ha'tzarech l'shem menachbarim, you don't have to guard him from mice. Mice aren't going to nibble at him and eat him. Agmel chabashan mace. You can have a giant like Agmel chabashan, but if he's dead, tzarich l'sharim ha'achbarim, you have to guard him from mice because they're going to eat him. Shenamar says in the pasuk, umarachem v'chitchem yiyah. Emas ayem arachem al chayos. When is it that your fear will be upon all the animals? Kol zman shatem chayim. That's if you're alive. But if you're not alive, then they're not going to be afraid of you. Back to chomish pasuk gimel. Kol remes asher uchay. Everything that moves, which is alive, lachem yiyah la'achla. You're allowed to eat it. Ki erek esav nesati lachem eskol. Just like all the vegetation, I've given you everything. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel. Lachem yeh la'achla. Shalei hersheisil Adam Rishon basar. I didn't allow Adam Rishon to eat meat. Ela yerek esev. He's only allowed to eat vegetation. V'lachem, and for you, ki yerek esev shifkarti l'Adam Rishon. Just like all the vegetation, the Adam was allowed to eat from any of it. Nosati lachem eskohel. You're allowed to eat from anything that moves. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet. Ach basar b'nafshei damel loisachelu. However, meat with its soul, its blood, you shall not eat. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalet. Basar b'nafshei damel. Asar lahem ever menachai. Over here, Hashem is telling them that they are not allowed to eat a limb from a living animal, klemar, meaning to say, kol zman shenafshei bay, if its life force is still in it, lo yisaychlu abasar, that you're not allowed to eat that meat. Benafshei damai, ba'oi nafshei bay, if its soul is still in it, basar benafshei lo yisaychelu, hare evr menachai, that's evr menachai, va'af benafshei damai lo yisaychelu, hare dam menachai, that's also blood from a living animal. Now back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, va'achas dimchem lenafshei seichem edrash, however, your blood of your souls I will demand, miyad kol chay edrashenu, I will demand it from every chayo, umiyad ha'adam, and of man, miyad ish achiv, a man from his brother, Edrash is Nefesh Adam, I will demand the soul of man. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, to understand what this Pasuk was talking about. Va'achas dimchem, afo pishitatu lechem nitales nesham bebehema. Even though I said you are allowed to take the life of an animal, as dimchem Edrash, meshefech dam atzmai, I am going to demand your blood if you're going to kill yourself. Lenafshisechem, afachonik atzmai, that means even if a person is going to choke himself, af bishaloyatu menu dam, even though no blood came out, Hashem is still going to demand that from the person. Miad kochaya, Hashem is also going to demand a person's life from an animal. What does that mean? Since the generation of the Mabel sinned, and now they've become free, they can actually become food for wild animals. Shneimer says the pasuk nimshal kebehemus nidbu. Therefore, hutzrich lahazir aleim as achayas. Hashem had to warn animals that they are not allowed to kill people. Umiyad haadam miyad harig bemezid vein edim. This is referring to one man killing another. He did so intentionally, but there was no witnesses. Ani edrash, I'm going to demand that from him as well. Umiyad ish achiv. What does that mean? Miyad mishu who ayhev loyka achva ragay shegig. This is referring to someone who loves another like his brother, and he accidentally killed him. Ani Edresh, I'm going to demand that from him, says Hashem, im lo yigla, if he doesn't get sent to exile, vivakish alvani limachel, and attempt to get atonement for his sin. Sha'af ha-shegek tzarch kapara, even if someone does something unintentionally, he still needs kapara, vim ein edim l'chai v'galus, if there's no edim, they're going to send him to exile, v'hu ein nichna, and he doesn't submit to going to galus on his own, HaKadosh Baruch Hu darsh menu, Hashem is going to be darsh that from him too. K'mashu darsh Rabbi Seinu l'chazal darshan, v'lekim ino l'yadim, m'sachas makas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mzam l'puntik echad, and there's a long discussion over there in the Gemara. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Shefech Dam Adam, one that spills blood of man, Ba'adam, among man, Dama Yishafech, his blood shall be spilled. Kibit Salam Elikim Asas Adam, for in the image of Hashem, man was made. Let's see Rashi here, Pasuk Vav, Ba'adam Dama Yishafech, Im Yesh Edim Hamisu Atem, if there is Edim that this one killed another person, so then you have to kill him. Lama, why is that? Because the continuation of the Pasuk, Kibit Salam Elikim Asas Adam, because Hashem created man in the image of Hashem, and therefore you have to go about killing that person that killed someone else. Back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Vatem Peru Revu, and you shall be fruitful and multiply, Shirtzu Ba'aretz, swarm and team the land, Revu Va, and increase upon it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin, Vatem Peru Revu, Lefi Pshutai, according to the simple understanding of the Pasuk, Harishana Lebracha, the first time they were told Peru Revu, earlier in this Aliyah, that was just a bracha, that they should be blessed to be fruitful and multiply. Vakam Letzivu, and over here, this is the commandment that they must go and be fruitful and multiply. Lefi Midrashe, and the Medrash explains this as Lahakesh Misha Ene Isaac Peru Rivia. This is in comparison to someone who doesn't involve himself in trying to be fruitful and multiply. He is compared to one who's involved in bloodshed, as the previous pasuk was talking about bloodshed. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.